And now we are moving into the era of what we call AI agents. These go far beyond simple chatbots. They don't just answer your questions. They can plan and execute complex tasks from start to finish all on their own. And then when I speak to enterprises, entrepreneurs, many of them say they are already using AI agents to manage social media, draft reports, handle their administrative work. These are workflows that used to require entire teams. Now, a single person with AI agents can do all of that. So the impact will be massive. AI will not just improve productivity, it will disrupt and reshape entire industries. Singapore must ready ourselves to succeed in this new environment. And that's why we've set up the National AI Council to coordinate our national effort. Our goal is clear: to build deep AI capabilities, to drive adoption across our economy, and to make Singapore a hub for AI innovation. But ultimately, our key objective is to ensure that AI benefits every worker with better jobs and better opportunities. We have just started this work, but we are making good progress. The leading global companies are strengthening their AI activities here. Take Google as an example. They have been in Singapore for many years. Last year, they established Google DeepMind here in Singapore. That's their first AI research lab in Southeast Asia, and it's hosted in Singapore. Their teams here work on cutting-edge AI and real-world applications. They bring together experts and scientists from around the world with Singaporeans working alongside them. And I'm very proud to say that one of these teams is led by a Singaporean. He is Yi Tay, a graduate from NTU. He's now helping to advance the work on Gemini. As many of you would know, Gemini is Google's flagship AI model. So the team working on that here in Singapore is led by a Singaporean. We will continue to attract more investments. And it's not just from the global tech leaders, but also from fast-growing AI startups. One example is Advanced Machine Intelligence, a company founded by Yan LeCun, who is one of the world's leading AI scientists. They are working on what is called physical AI. In other words, harnessing AI not just to generate text or images, but to understand and interact with the real world. Globally, they have four offices around the world, and Singapore is one of them. We are their base in Asia for this cutting-edge work. So as we attract more of these investments, as we grow our AI ecosystem, we will ensure that opportunities for Singaporeans expand correspondingly. And at the same time, we will help our own companies transform. Take DBS. They started investing in AI more than a decade ago. Over time, they have embedded it across their operations, improving productivity and creating new value. Today, they are going further. They are training all their employees to use AI tools and empowering them to build their own AI solutions to support their work. And by doing so, many of their employees have benefited and have expanded their job scope. Like Ali Jinnah Muhammad Yusuf. He's here with us today. Gina joined DBS 26 years ago after graduating from Singapore Poly. He started as a customer service officer. And over the years, he kept learning and upgrading through different roles across the bank. When AI created new opportunities, he stepped up. He took up courses, learned new skills, and learned how to apply AI in his work. Today, he leads a 20-person team in DBS's customer center, driving AI projects to improve service and operation. Well done. So this is what AI transformation can look like. It's workers growing, adapting, and moving into better roles. We want to support more of such job transformations. But I know not everyone feels ready. Many Singaporeans are anxious about AI. They ask, will it replace jobs? Will it be harder to keep up? Will the next generation still have good opportunities? These concerns are real. But let's think back about the past, because we've been through major technological transitions before. I remember when I started work in the mid-90s, tools like Excel spreadsheets were taking off, and there was an immediate impact, because offices everywhere needed fewer data entry clerks. But at the same time, new opportunities emerged. There was demand for accountants and analysts who could use these tools well to create more value. Of course, AI is far more powerful than spreadsheets, so the impact on our workplaces will be much greater. And that's why I cannot promise that there will be no disruption. Jobs will change. Some will disappear. And the pace of change will be faster than anything we have seen before. But this I can promise you, as our economy transforms, we will create new and better jobs. We may not be able to protect every job, but we will protect every worker. Because in Singapore, every worker matters. Bringing about such inclusive growth, that does not happen by itself. And we will not leave it to chance or to the market entirely. Instead, we will take deliberate steps to ensure that the benefits of AI are shared by all. And that's why the government is strengthening our support for workers. We are bringing skills training and job matching closer together by combining WSG and SSG into a new entity called the Skills and Workforce Development Agency, jointly overseen by both MUM and MOE. We are strengthening Skills Future so you can learn through life and upgrade with confidence. And if you face a setback, we will support you through the Skills Future Job Seeker Support Scheme. The government will provide the tools, the pathways, and the support. But we also need Singaporeans to step forward. Do not let anxiety or uncertainty hold you back from learning and using AI. AI is here to stay. So embrace it, learn it, use it, and master it. Companies that do so will stay competitive. Workers who build AI skills will have better opportunities and prospects. In my engagements with Singaporeans, I like to ask them, are you using AI? Almost everyone says yes. I'm sure if I ask you in this room, everyone will say, yes, we are using AI. But when I probe further, many say they are using it like an enhanced search tool. You ask a question, you get an answer. That's a start, but it's really only scratching the surface. There's so much more that can be unlocked. And many tell me, I want to do more. I just don't know where to start. And that's why we are providing additional support. We are redesigning the Skills Future portal so you can find courses suited to your needs more easily. And when you sign up for these courses, you will get access to premium AI tools free for 6 months. And I'm glad to hear just now from Brother Chi Meng, SecGen, NTUC, that NTUC is also adding its support on top of the government support. So you can start learning and you can start applying what you learn quickly. And in Singapore, that is our approach. That is our commitment to Singaporeans. You make the effort and we will be there for you every step of the way.